If you are live over the internet, good evening to you, Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. Questions and Answers with the Elohim, a one-hour show presented by Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We had a few more people join in. Welcome to you guys. If you feel like, please say your name and location.
Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, welcome.
Hello, Dharmananda.
Hello.
Dharmananda.
Anyone else? Feel free to say your name and location. We welcome you.
Hi, hi, this is Edna.
Edna, welcome.
Hi, Edna.
Thank you. Hello.
All right, Guten Abend.
Guten Abend, I'm fine.
Wo sind meine Gummischuhe?
What did you say? Huh?
Wo sind meine Gummischuhe?
What is that?
Deine Gummischuhe?
High school German.
High school German.
Where are my rubber boots or shoes?
Well, that's what I understood, but I was making sure it's deine Gummischuhe. Yeah.
I've used that phrase a lot.
In Ohio. In the snow. And I welcome everyone listening in online through BBS Radio. We'll be starting here shortly. And if you want to submit a question, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. So these questions can be submitted per email, and Vin goes through those questions during the show, and Terry Brown is a channeling entity who is the voice for the Ra group and Elohim group. And those questions will be answered by them. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley. Good evening. And the next two people we welcome you, feel free to say your name and location.
But
only if you want to.
I just remembered another German phrase from high school. Ich möchte Erdbeeren mit Schlagsahne.
This is Terry in Sedona.
Hey, Terry.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hello.
So, Schlagsahne is the same as whipping cream. Right.
Yes, correct. I would like strawberries with whipped cream.
Oh, yeah. Erdbeeren mit
very useful phrase that they taught us in school German.
So did you learn high or low German?
No, I have no idea.
I probably have.
How do you tell? How do you tell?
I guess
well, in up north, they speak more like more proper, I mean more, no accent or no dialect, I would say. Not accent, dialect. And down south, they have more dialect.
I don't know. I just tried to remember.
We see in the location.
Hey, positive greetings. Hi from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Welcome,
Raiden.
Raiden.
Hi, everyone.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Swim in Sedona.
Welcome.
Hi, Lynn.
Positive greetings.
Let me turn the things off.
Is Terry on the line?
Yes.
Okay, let's turn the things off.
Things are off.
Okay. and let's
get cracking, right, Terry?
Let's get cracking.
Let's get cracking.
Muted.
December 30th.
The recording has started.
This is
December 30th, 2020.
Thank you. And welcome to everybody on BBS. This is Lynn Free and Terry Brown. And we are doing questions to our sources tonight, questions to the Elohim and Ra group that people have submitted. And everybody wants to get started early. So what do you think, Terry?
Yep.
Should we get started early?
Go for it. Go for it.
Go for it. Okay.
It's not early. It's 10 minutes late already.
Should we start starting at 7?
That's what it's supposed to start.
That's right.
Well, we just got into a bad habit, I think.
All right. Let's get out of it.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our delight to be with you today, the 30th of December 2020, planet Earth. We take a moment and we adjust our position so we are available to each and every person who wishes to make contact with us. We are a combination of the part of the Elohim and part of the Ra group, and we come together to provide assistance wherever we might. This is a huge experiment in which we also involve Terry to be the relator of the voice through the headset, through the radio, through the computer, but that is not where we're coming. We're coming directly to each and every one of you who wishes to make connection. If you ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, just disregard it, as you are the creator of your experience, and you are the one that learns from what you are doing, and you are making your own path. We are merely assistants wherever we might. Do you have questions?
I'll start out with a question. And my question is, we know that you have connected with people in the past, various groups.
And wherever we are asked, wherever we might be of assistance,
mm-hmm.
and we have also had different formation groups that put together life forms, and we have done various experiments.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask, you know, according to the Edgar Cayce readings, there was something called the Children of the Law of One.
Yes. Yes, that would be our group.
That would be your group, the Ra group. Okay.
But in reality, we are all children of the Law of One, whether we recognize it or not.
But that was the name that you gave it, because it was not necessarily a moniker that was owned by that group, but it was called that, right?
Yes.
And also, how about in Lumeria? Anybody call him Ra and the Elohim?
We had a different soul group that was connected there. More like the group that is connected now in India. We had some contact with that group.
Mm-hmm. And how about Maldek? Was there a soul group connected to Maldek or some of the people in Maldek?
We were connected to Maldek also.
The Ra group, yes.
The Ra group and the Elohim group, we were all connected to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. And I think perhaps when you say that we are a unique experiment, which I have sensed that.
Your particular group is a unique experiment where we come and speak directly and answer questions.
Mm-hmm. You're more transparent and open about everything.
Well, we are the same amount of transparent and open about everything. However, groups in the third world, the third realm, the physical universe, I think they are isolated into their own realm and do not know of our presence.
Mm-hmm. But if someone introduced it to them, they could open up.
If they wanted to and had the ability, and so that would include if somebody introduced it to them, then they would need to be open to it to get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a question. Thank you. Here's a question from Heise. Now, on the one hand, it's a silly question, but I'll ask it. On the other hand, it's probably not. Is there a rock and roll in heaven? Are people playing instruments? Thank you.
Yes, people play instruments in heaven. Rock and roll. Well, some individuals have tried to bring rock and roll there, and within their own particular version. He started a few rock and roll bands over there. It is open.
Mm-hmm. You know, the physical universe in 3D is made of atoms and molecules. And what are physical, what seem to be physical things made of in the heaven realms? Is it the same construct, but a different density?
There are still atoms, and there are still molecules that make up matter. However, they are of a much different density.
Mm-hmm. Do the geometrical rules apply? For example, like there's a Fibonacci sequence. There's pi.
Yes. Yes, that still applies. It mm-hmm. still applies.
And the golden mean. If we looked at a body or took a body apart in the heaven realms, would there be less atoms and molecules per square foot, so to speak? I don't know if square foot is a term of measurement, but...
There would not be so many dense connecting structures, like bones, would not be so dense.
Mm-hmm.
It would be more of an ethereal and a nature of bodily movement, ability to mm-hmm. move, more plastic. It would have a plasticity that would be able to bend and move and heal more quickly.
Mm-hmm. And do the beings in the heaven realms, do they sleep and dream?
Yes.
Similarly. And
yes.
Do they have organs in the same as our bodies, duplicates of the organs, like a heart and lungs and circulation?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And then they have craftsmen that are making instruments.
Yes. Yes, they have craftsmen making instruments, craftsmen making clothes, making shoes, making structures, yes.
Is there any kind of technology in the heaven realms?
Yes.
Like computers?
Yes. Advanced mm-hmm. supercomputers that are able mm-hmm. to monitor even other realms.
Are some of the brilliant computer people in this realm coming from those realms?
It is conceivable. There is some crossover, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Don Herman asks, what is actually happening when someone has an enlightenment event? For clarification, my father was once driving in his car when he said it felt like an atom bomb went off, and he instantly knew everything. Yet while he was having this experience, part of his consciousness continued to safely drive his car. Could you please explain this and its implications? Thank you.
The body is made up of different components that are all working together. There is the somatic mind, the mind that would control the body motions and would be able to continue to safely drive. And there is the higher mind, the overarching soul self, that is would be initiating a soul experience and aware of other things going on outside of the framework of the car and the body, and be connected to be able to bring in higher knowledge through the higher self. We take a further look. It was a connection his father made to higher source intelligence that brought it in. Yet the somatic mind and the mind directing the body functions continue to safely drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is from Raiden. It has been brought to my attention that there were only 7 souls created. Now, that doesn't mean that's true. But then he goes
that
on.
There
and
were
says,
only 7 souls created, is that right?
And the rest is all mirrors. And any and all insights would be welcome. Thank you.
We would question where this information came from, and perhaps you could get back to where it came from and ask for further clarification. Is our information is that there are millions and millions, millions of different souls that are created even on your planet, and that other planets also have millions of souls that are created. So these souls are working together. So we would see if you could get further clarification in some sense from the source of your information.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't exactly make sense to me, because if each of us is an aspect of the one infinite creator, then each of us has the potential to move beyond the mirroring effect, we'll call it, because we do mirror
each other.
There's
a mirroring effect. Everyone experiences a mirroring effect. And people within their own soul complex use different amounts of mirroring going on within them.
But we all have the potential to go beyond the mirroring.
That's correct.
You all have
the God aspect as a part of each and every one of you.
Mhm. Thank you. Next question. I mean, I might as well ask this one last question on this topic, because, and we probably have covered it in many, many different calls, because it's part of what we do here. It's part of each of our learning experiences. Of how do we get beyond the mirroring effect that we all are exposed to in this realm?
when you go, you meditate and you can discover the me, the one, the you that is there, then you are beyond the mirroring effect. There is a mirroring effect of others. There's a mirroring effect of consensus reality that you all experience. However, when you can get to the me, the one that is the you, and you can keep that in retrospect, you can be in balance with respect to all others and all mirroring effects.
Mm-hmm. And I would think that observing oneself carefully and being able to realize the part of you that is mirroring through observation is a great tool. Yes.
It is a great tool, yes. And it helps you in your pathway through life, helps you make your way.
Mm-hmm. David Ferringer in Mercer, Pennsylvania. Can we get an update on the Fukushima radiation and is tuna and salmon getting too dangerous? And let me add on to that. He says Fukushima radiation, but I suspect there's other things that are releasing radiation that is never brought to our attention. Can you comment on that before?
Give us a moment. There is still release of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean, and it is creating a latticework of a potential poison to creatures in the Pacific. It will take too long, many, many years to neutralize. We take a look and see maybe there is an aspect that we can apply to help shorten the period. We will look at that.
Is it dangerous to eat tuna and salmon or any other fish or sea life?
Well, it depends. It depends entirely on where it has grown up and where it has traversed. There are rivulets, rivers within the ocean of currents, and it is isolated, some of the radioactive isotopes, into certain rivers and eddies, and fish that come in contact with that are not good to eat, which would be some of rivulets that go up north and into areas where salmon are. You can determine by having a very sensitive Geiger counter to stay away from such fish.
Is, say, for example, is fish from Alaska, somewhat more free.
Most of it is more free up there. However, there are some channels where higher levels of radiation do pass through. So we cannot say that it is all free.
Mm-hmm. And how about fish that's farmed as opposed to a freshwater fish?
It can be better, but do not get salmon that is fed with GMO corn and things of that nature and then bed dyes to make it pink. Be careful when you go for farmed salmon to know a little bit about how it was farmed.
Mm-hmm. When it's farmed, they can be cutting all kinds of corners to feed the fish.
Yeah, would say GMO corn.
Okay. This is Jay from Pennsylvania. I have a question. My cousin, Gary Macier, Macier, passed away yesterday. I am curious as to how he was doing passing over. Now,
where is he, the cousin? Where was the cousin?
Jay is in Pennsylvania, and he didn't say where his cousin was. I would take a wild guess.
Give us a minute, and we see if we can connect based upon his connection with his cousin. The name again, what is the name of the cousin?
The name of the cousin is Gary Macier, Macier.
Gary does not really realize his true situation or that the change. He knows something has happened, but he is feeling still himself in that he is things are hard, but he is not truly grasped his true situation at this time. You may it is probably too early to talk to him. You can try to just talk to him and orient him and give him support. Say kind things and give him support.
He adds here, he had lived with results of a stroke for 30 years, not being able to talk and not being able to use his right side. When he initially, I'm just adding this here. When he initially passed, was he free of the results of the stroke, or was his astral body still carrying experiencing some of those limitations?
He is still experiencing those limitations and does not realize his freedom. He still is thinking in terms of his limitations from his stroke, and he He does not realize the change, and this will come over time, that he realizes that he is set free from that limitation of the body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question is from Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland. His question has to do with learning Qigong. Qigong is a Chinese energy transfer healing modality, I believe. And I felt an affinity with the Chung Mei Maya for no logical reason. Now, he is using one of those words which I don't know what it is.
You've run into Chung Maya in a previous time and have practiced it. As you run into these things and you look at them and you look at the images of Yahshua and others that you are looking into, you have experienced past life interests in those area, and it may ring bells and seem familiar to you based upon your past.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just looked up Chung Mai. Chung, let me just see if I looked it up correctly. No, I looked up Chung Mai, not Chung Mai. Chung Mai says here is one of the so-called extraordinary meridians or channels, possibly the first channel of them all, makes a mesh of vessels for blood to fill, a lattice which the body takes form, often has an important role in fertility and pregnancy issues. So it has something to do with acupuncture points. The Chung Mai, also called the penetrating vessel, originates in the space between the kidneys along the extraordinary vessels Dumai and Menmai. Its internal branch descends through the uterus and emerges in the perineum. So it is, sounds like some kind of meridian point that is an important point. I don't know if in his question, let's just see.
Repeat his question again.
Well, he actually wrote a lot more here. I just read the beginning and trying to figure it out. When I first started learning Qigong, I felt affinity to Chung Mai for no logical reason from the beginning of my training. This gut feeling was made more clear. The Chung channel, Chong, is one of the extraordinary vessels, which means it existed before the egg and sperm met. One of the functions of the Chung channel is our connection with the past and pre-birth, all beings and potential. During this time of ending an epoch and beginning a new one, I would like to know how I can enhance this channel, which is sometimes called the divine wine running in an etheric nature in front of the spine. It seems to me my intuition told me it was important, and it seems to me now is the time to enhance this diamond white crystalline essence. What more would be helpful for me to know?
When you do Qigong, then pay particular attention to the area, meaning it can help with the slow motions to enhance your knowledge of the operation of that channel and the perceptibility that that channel brings to you.
Mm-hmm. Is the Chinese model of meridians and energies in the body fairly accurate?
Yes.
It is.
Yes, yes.
How did the Chinese learn that? Did they learn
over
it from
time?
From
over
the
time,
source
from ancient sages, paid attention and with patience connecting with those channels and enhancing those channels and making them more real, thing in a person's life, more of a part of the experience that would be given when those channels are activated.
Mm-hmm. And that might be the last question that was submitted for tonight, but I'll add another question here. Lauren and I have a really great, I would say, intuitive, energetic connection.
Yes.
And a few weeks ago, I had a dream with Lauren in it. It was a fairly unusual dream.
Yes.
And Lauren also had a dream with me in it.
Yes, similar dreams.
The dreams were not the same dream. It's not like he was exactly in my dream or I was in his dream.
Yes.
There were correlations between the dreams. And somebody made the suggestion that we actually were in the astral, connecting with each other.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Yes. And you are very much connected with each other. And we're actually taking part in each other's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
In the astral.
So we probably maybe even had dreams that we haven't remembered.
You have a capability for doing tag dream work.
Mm-hmm. What is the advantage of having that kind of experience with another person, other than experiences about it being connected?
You can enhance each other and learn more about yourself with your astral interactions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, we do have another question here, which I missed. And it is from Edgena. Let me just see here. The question is, how to do with her previous husband, France?
This is a good question. You can talk to France. France is working on the same issues that France had when he was alive, which was to attempt to defray a reality through perhaps diversions, like alcohol or something, to divert the brunt of what he was experiencing. He is still experiencing that on the other side, where he might wish to have the effect of a drink, but on the other side is not available to him. So he's still working on the same issues, which are not your issues. They are his personal issues. And you can talk to him and if you can send him some warm, fuzzy, warm fuzzies, it would be able to bring that a sense of security or love to him that he would be able to, for a minute, get a respite from this reality that is so hard for him to face.
Mm-hmm. And she asks if it's possible if you could give him a message from her, okay? And the message is, Kim and I love you very much, and we want you to move on and give yourself a new chance to do amazing things in your journey. You could even come back and try again a new life here in the third dimension. Please know we will always think about you, celebrate you, and love you forever. Edgena.
Thank you. Right now, he is in his occupation of trying to evade reality. And so he has a bit of a non-confront on messaging. However, the kind of message you are giving him is the kind of warm fuzzies that we were talking about, that you can talk to him your own self. If you get his picture, get his energy, remember him, remember his soul signature, and then send him the message that you love him, you will always love him, and he is loved. That will help him to help defray some of his non-confront of reality. It will help him for you to directly give that message to him. He will move on in his own time. The desire for a non-confront and for warm fuzzies is diverting him from moving on, but to give him those communications directly, he would be able to get the ones that he is able to make use of.
Thank you. And we just got another question here from Valerie, okay? And her question is, does anyone else feel this transformation of the full moon energy? Now, when she says anyone else, I'm not sure if she means whether people on the planet feel this transformation of the full moon energy and what's going on. Okay?
Thank you. Do people, whether they know it or not, and even if they know whether there's a full moon or not, the effect of the full moon energy, and the people, whether they know it or not, whether it's connected to the moon, have a tendency to not be so inhibited and to be more open as things are affecting them more intensely. So everyone is actually affected by the full moon energy. Some people are affected more and some people are affected less. Some people know that they are affected, and the majority of people do not even know they are affected.
Thank you. You know, I'll tag on a quick question to that before we end. You know, there are different cultures that run their calendar based on the cycles of the moon rather than the cycles of the sun, okay?
Yes.
Is there an inherent difference in those cultures because of that? Or is that just an arbitrary kind of way of measuring time they chose?
Those cultures tend to have more knowledge and to put knowledge into the cycles. Is sun cycle people may not realize the effect of the moon cycles, but the moon cycles have quite an effect. Each phase of the moon has its own effect upon life and each aspect of life.
But the sun is a more expansive being than the moon, yes? Could we say that?
You could say that, but both cultures are affected by both cycles.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight and answering our questions. And I thank Terry. And we are out of time. Thanks to BBS for having us on.
And we thank you.
And we're going to Whole Planet Healing now. Those of you who are listening that don't know the number, it is 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. And you can also get the number on wholeplanethealing.com. No spaces. One word, wholeplanethealing.com, and we're going to unmute everybody, and then we're going to move. Here we go.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.